Welcome back to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's show, we have Iowa's 3rd Congressional District Representative, Cindy Axne.
And then an Iowa poll came out in September that Iowans disapproved of the job approval of Joe Biden of 62% disapproval. Where's the disconnect between Iowans and the Biden administration?
Here's what I'd say. I don't know if there's a disconnect between Iowans and the Biden administration. What I would tell you in this country, I think we lack clarity within our media. I'm glad to see you talking to me because I think local media is one of the most important things that this country should be relying on for the news that they receive. It allows the truth to get out there. And unfortunately, we see too much misinformation about what's happening. You know, listen, the media has said, it's just taking so long or et cetera. There's disarray. You know what, folks? It takes a minute to write good policy. It takes a minute to ensure that what we're doing actually is going to reach the outcomes that are intended. And as I've told Iowans all along, as I ran for this election and I continue to stay here, that I have three things. Lower the cost for Iowa's middle-class families, create new opportunities and jobs for Iowans, and then make sure that our systems in government are working on a level playing field, really to make sure Iowans get a fair shot. And this agenda absolutely addresses all of those things. So the sad thing is that media has, in many cases, turned this into, what isn't there, or the arguments that are happening. You know what I would tell anybody? When nothing good comes easy, and I don't think asking too much for it to take a couple months to really straighten the bill out to make sure it delivers for the people here in our state.
Also, vaccine mandates have been a hot topic around the world in the workplace. Do you support vaccine mandates?
I support the president's mask mandate, yes. Listen, there's only one way that we get back to normal, folks. Well, there's two, vaccinations and wearing masks. All I want to do and all the president, all I think anybody wants to do is help keep our economy up and running. And so I've been a state government employee in my past. The president wants to be federal government employees and, you know, making sure that we have continuity of business. And because we have supply chain issues right now as a result of the pandemic, it's really important that we have continuity of business within large companies as well. This is very straightforward. It has nothing to do with, you know, taking away somebody's personal rights. It literally has to do with continuity of business to keep our supply chains running so that Americans can get the goods they need and sell the goods they need so that we can continue to grow our GDP. It's pretty straight and simple, and, you know, I hope that that's how people look at it. If we can't keep businesses running, we run into the same issues that we faced last year with an economic downturn, and that is what we're trying to avoid.
So would you support the president's vaccine mandates?
I support what the president has said with the vaccine mandates, and because it's the smart thing to do to keep our country safe.
When can employees expect to hear from OSHA about the regulations on vaccine mandates in the workplace?
Well, you know, listen, I know that they're already in conversations with OSHA. But, you know, many companies already put pieces in place earlier to keep their people safe, mask mandates, et cetera. And some had started requiring vaccines as well because a lot of companies realized that even without the president saying anything, that it was the most important thing for them to do to have continuity of business. I mean, I talked to all kinds of businesses here in Iowa who put these mandates in place prior to that on their own. And guess what? Their employees stepped up because they said, listen, I want to keep receiving a paycheck and I want to keep our business up and running. So, you know, I think that most Iowans agree that this isn't too egregious, and, you know, I think that, you know, we're going to see us make it through COVID and come out on the right side. But, you know, this is it's just an important time to make sure in this fall that we keep this thing, you know, as much as we can under wraps so that we can move forward opposed to moving backwards.
And then there's a bipartisan action by Representative Nancy Mace on experiments that you signed on with, cruelty with animals. Can you explain what that kind of entails?
Well, for if you don't know, and Logan, this is the first time you've probably heard it, I'm a big animal welfare advocate. I fought against puppy mill issues here in Iowa, and I want to make sure that, you know, we protect our companion animals. And so when I see or when I find out that there could be a possible, you know, animal welfare abuse and unnecessary taxpayer-funded experiments that quite honestly don't work. I want to, you know, address that. So this issue came to my attention because of reports of cruel animal testing against dogs. And as a dog mom myself, and, you know, as someone who literally just took a hit by my dog on my leg and set me up here, you know, I'm going to stand up for our companion animals. If there's one bipartisan issue that I know, well, there's two. I think it's our animals and our veterans and our military. And I think that this, you know, this just goes to show that all across the board we care for our companion animals. So we're looking for answers. You know, the NIAID said that some of the experiments that were detailed in this report weren't under their supervision either. So really this letter is about getting some real answers in writing, and that's what's going on here. You know, I always reserve, you know, my opinions for what needs to be done next until I get the facts. That's how I operate. So we're going to be looking at this. This FOIA is a cause for concern, but we've got to get the answers before we go forward.
Thank you so much, Congressman, for your time.
That was our guest on today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Iowa's 3rd Congressional District Representative Cindy Axne. You're listening to our Raccoon Valley Radio Network.